producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Wow, friends. Did you hear that? You want to talk about blurring the lines if you're listening to the news? Are you kidding me? Josh Earnest, the liar himself under Barack Hussein Obama? You know, we're against the idea of giving them a litmus test, man. We can't check and see if they agree with the American institution of government. That's discrimination, saith he, because he's told to say so. And then during the break, folks, we heard from the conservatives that the government is going to actually put an anti-ISIS task force out on the website to stop the recruiting and the recruitment efforts of ISIS. Who's all that aimed at? Well, if you read the DHS and the definition of a terrorist, friends, it has nothing to do with Muslims. It has everything to do with you, Americans. So in saying that, the DHS, they're going to set forth and they're going to start spying on all these websites out there that are giving the American people correct information. That's who they're zeroing in on, friends. As a matter of fact, just to prove the point, Muhammad Al-Abari, he's an open supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood and Sharia law. He's a close friend and supporter of Shukri Abu Baker, who was convicted of using a charity to fund the terrorist organization Hamas. Al-Abari was a contributor. Well, so what? Why should that matter to me or you? Well, because he happens to be a member or former member of your U.S. Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council. With access to classified information, folks, Obama's America, or is it your America under God? They're blurring the lines, friends. They're confusing you, friends. And these useful idiots that are making way for their enemies, they're actually setting themselves up for their own execution. Look at the history of invading Muslims, friends. What is it? We don't want to talk about that because that doesn't fit our narrative here. Can't have that. You start telling people the truth, you're going to freak them out, and they're going to call their representatives and put a stop to all this immigration. These undocumented immigrants. No, illegal immigrants. Man, we can't stir the people up, because if they figure out that we're the ones doing all of this, just like Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler, the dictator murderer himself, he said, the more we do to you, Joseph Goebbels was his propagandist minister. Mr. Mengele, who was a SS officer under Adolf Hitler, said, the more we do to you, to his own people, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Is it God has sent to the delusion, friends, that you'd believe the lie? Wake up! Really? They're blurring the lines. They're blurring the lines. Folks, we've been talking about gun salesman of the decade, Barack Hussein Obama. Do you think he meant to do that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They always get caught. Those that dig the pit, they will fall into it themselves. Those that lay the snares, they'll be taken by them themselves. They'll be taken by the cords of their own iniquity. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's all open, naked, to the eyes of Him who sees all things. So, folks, going back to what my point was concerning the greatest gun salesman of the last decade, When we parallel that, just listen to this, because I'm going to bring you back to the revolution and what our forefathers didn't tolerate. Over the last 7 years of this, as well as the preceding administrations, Americans have been under attack because of the crimes of the administrations. To parallel these crimes against the people, consider that our forefathers threw off the tyranny of King George for such activity with the cry of Thomas Jefferson when he said, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." And one has to come to the terms, or two terms, with the fact that some say that King George didn't seem that bad, though he was. And to say that, of course, shows you how far the American people have been conditioned and desensitized to tolerate the crimes of this current standing government, which is far past the crimes of King George, big time. Read Isaiah 59:4-15. And though there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, all tyrants act out in a similar fashion. In the end, you'll witness that they all serve the same devil, because they act out from the same actor. And the act can't be apart from the actor, friends. John 8:44. Dictators are lawless at every given step. The fruit of lawlessness always produces the same rotten, bitter end. And by the way, this does include those representatives that no longer represent we the people. And they need to be removed lawfully today while we have the time. They steal, they kill, they destroy, John 10:10, 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. So if the American people do not address the issues at hand by dealing with the crimes of them in the institution of our government, like Jeremiah, who warned the people to repent concerning their sins before a just and a holy God, there was a book of Lamentations that was written. And if you haven't read that book, you may want to go ahead and take some time and read that short book. It's not good. Because by ignoring your duty and obligation to deal with crime, you're only going to bring this judgment upon yourselves and your children. So going back to the gun salesman of the decade, obviously you know who that is, Barack Hussein Obama. And going back in parallel and in contrast to what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, why are we armed in the first place? Thomas Jefferson tells us why. And common sense comes into play here. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. And P.S., good government agrees with what Thomas Jefferson just said. Good government agrees with what Thomas Jefferson just said. They don't condemn that. No, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of good people that we have put into position to represent us, regardless if it's a sheriff, if it's a municipal center, or if it's in the capital in our state, or a national representative, congressman, senator, representative, judicial, legislative, executive, whatever the case is, friends, there's good people in there. And they all agree with what I'm telling you. But those that don't agree, who are they? Because they are foreign to your system of government, as are they foreign, and do they stand in contrast to who we are in this country? So who is it that's trying to disarm you? Friends, we're going to come back. I'm looking forward to this. It's one of my favorite topics. What's the history of tyrants? I'm about ready to show you on the other side of the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hour 2, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. It's my understanding, I'm sorry, we've had some phone calls come in that the board didn't pick up. You guys could pay attention to that. We'd greatly appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, we appreciate your listenership, and thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturday, Genesis Communication Networks. And we also appreciate you making us the number two radio show during the week. We've been with Genesis Communications for 4 years now. We've been on the radio for about, going on 15, 16 years now. And so we're not doing too bad for a bunch of young punks, and I like saying that. Matter of fact, there was another guy on the radio with me right now, I'd say some young guys. And then if I said that, you'd probably think we were talking out of a foreign country or something, so I don't want to do that. Right? You think that's funny, son? my 11-year-old son actually produces the national show, as well as going to 53 different countries. I'm just getting set here, friends, in thought. And, we're taking breaks. I want you to understand what I'm doing is I got more thoughts shooting through me, and I want to convey them to you. Isn't it interesting, before I get on the history of tyrants and nations, because you're going to love this, and by the way, this is information I guarantee you you've never heard before unless you've heard it from the Sons of Liberty before. Or if you read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I was just reading the book of Luke. I just finished the book of Isaiah. And in the process, this morning I was reading Luke chapter 3. And isn't it interesting that it says, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius, Caesar, Pontius Pilate, bad guy, okay, being governor of Judea, and Herod, bad guy, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, bad guy, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, okay, and now, bad guy. Okay, so we got a bad guy, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. Why is it that they were put in authority at this particular time? And then we go, that's government. And then we go to the church and we see Annas and Caiaphas They were the bad guys. So we got two bad guys. And then what came out on the scene? The word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Oof, there's an anointing on that, my friends. So things were looking real bad. They were looking real gloom and doomy, weren't they? They were falling to Roman power. Well, they fell to it, I should say. But interestingly enough, we notice in the church, that was corrupt from the top to the bottom as well. But then all of a sudden, the word of God came unto John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness, to tell the people what? Repent. Repent. He was preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, friends. He was the one, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Why was that so important? Because when you parallel that with the nation that's being judged, such as yours, there's hope. And what was his message? His message was, O generation of vipers, speaking to the corrupt church, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, they weren't preaching the message that you're hearing from me right now, just like you're not hearing it in America outside of me right now. That's what John the Baptist was saying. Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Nobody was. Because they had it upside down. They had it all backwards. He said, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance towards God. And put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's the guy that I'm going before, and he shall come. And what else did he say? He said, lay the axe under the root of the trees. And every tree therefore which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of parallel going, a lot of similarities going on with Luke 3 today, America. And it's interesting because John the Baptist said unto them, saying, what must we do? He said, I indeed baptize you with water, the word, but one mightier than I cometh, that latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. That's crazy business. Look at the similarities. Hey, folks. Before nations are judged, God always sends forth prophets to warn the people. And either you're going to accept the message or you're going to reject the message. Either you live for the blood in the spiritual or you're going to be condemned by the blood in the spiritual and in the natural. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, one of my favorite analogies is this, is we know that a whole lot of our relatives in this country fought blood and died to give us, through bloodshed, the freedoms in which we now have. And either we're going to live for that and take the baton in which they handed to us through their sacrifice and fight for the freedoms, fighting the good fight of faith, Paul said, or else we're going to allow the enemies within to desecrate and trample the blood. And under that, the second, folks, we're condemned. But when we stand and live for the blood, the sacrifice, we do all that we can do and leave the results up to God, that's living for the blood. Hey, folks, if you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. You know where I become the most miserable? Is when it's about me. Jesus said to his disciples, listen, I didn't come to be ministered unto. I came to minister to. And I'll tell you what, that's where I find my life, is where I'm being spent for the people. It really is true. He whosoever tries to save his life will lose it, but he whosoever loses his life for my sake, he'll find it. It's true, friends. I wanted to share that with you. Running through me right now. What's the history of tyrants? Folks, why do we have tyrants? Our forefathers didn't tolerate tyrants. They threw off the tyrants, and they told their posterity, that would be me and you, how to throw them off. Don't accept their way. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that actually pervert the Constitution, and we see who's perverting the Constitution. We're not the law offenders. We're the law abiders. Why do we have tyrants? Folks, do we know anything about our church forefathers? Have we taken the time to read the Geneva Bible and the side notes? Have we looked at the church and the history of the church? What has it been? We're overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Did you know that the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, I mean, you want to talk about a narcissist? You want to talk about an arrogant fool? Watch some video on this guy. Watch some documentaries on him. Be careful of the information that you get, though. I can't even believe a people actually would submit to his dictation, but I got to say the same thing in parallel to America today. I mean, everybody thinks Barack Hussein Obama's a joke. Well, he is. But the joke's on you, America. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said this, God, if you're there, strike me dead. It was said that he said it several times publicly. God, if you're there, strike me dead. You know what's interesting about this is Adolf Hitler actually looked up to Mussolini. But going back to the history of tyrants and nations, God, if you're there, strike me dead, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said. Well, many years later, God did accommodate when Mussolini and his mistress were condemned to death. Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. He wasn't in the position to say that. Then began shouting, no, no. Friends, they were both executed by their own people, along with many members of his cabinet, on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten by his own people, then hung upside down at Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan. Notice who actually took him out after their country was destroyed and hundreds of thousands of his own people were murdered under his dictatorship. It took him that long to figure out who the problem was. Here's the history of tyrants. See, men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men who claim to be something they are not, simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 24:5. They are then led away through deception. Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars, which they are, and nations are destroyed. And this, of course, occurs because people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader. Men then tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction these same men wish would have never been allowed to do so. In other words, the people say, I wish I would have when I had the time to do it. Then they return to the God that they should never have departed from in the first place. Leviticus 26:40-46. I'm going to go to Napoleon Bonaparte next. And then we're going to show you some of these tyrants who thought they were going to go ahead and do what they would with God's anointed, the church. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you over and I'm going to show you what happened to those that messed with John the Baptist, Jesus the Christ, the church, and the such. I bet you didn't know this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wow, this guy is a sick one. Hey, folks, let me interject this one. I was just thinking about it because I didn't have it on my text here. You've all heard of Voltaire, right? He was an atheist. Hey, I want to say that to the atheist here. If there was no God, there would be no atheist. I just want to set that record straight. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. Psalm 14. It says it a couple times, as a matter of fact, in the book of Psalms. But interestingly enough, for those that did not know Voltaire, his maid said that she never wanted to witness another atheist death in her life. She said it was as if she was watching Voltaire fall into the flames of hell. And it's interesting because when Voltaire, he's the one that said he was going to make 12 stinking fishermen a thing of the past, speaking of the 12 disciples, during his expiration, his death in his 80s, there was a priest that was in attendance that called upon him to renounce the devil. Voltaire considered his advice but decided not to follow it. He said, now listen to this. This is how dark, just like George Whitefield said, the Great Awakening preacher said, a man without grace, the grace of God, is half devil and half beast. Do you know that Voltaire said this is no time, he said, to make new enemies? I mean, some of the folks, if you want to affront the things of God, you better pick a different direction to go. Though we serve a merciful God and a loving God, you better understand that we serve a holy and a just God. And whatever a man sows, that he shall reap it, like it or not. That applies to all of us here, friends. Voltaire's home was used to reproduce Bibles 50 years after his death, worldwide. Wow. You want to talk about mocking God? Well, again, we're talking about the history of tyrants, friends. How's that work out? And what am I talking about? Well, when you look again at what, and I'm always going back to the bedrock here, friends, where we put our feet. But it tells us that in the book of Psalm, verse 2, it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain, worthless, empty thing? The kings, the presidents, the representatives, the leaders of a people set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed unto their own demise. History teaches us that. They say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He does. But we also have to understand that the Lord doesn't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's up to the people to make the choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's the history of tyrants. Hey, folks, what you see in the White House today, he deceived the people into believing that he was a Christian president. And then once he got into position, what did he do? He ran against Scripture in every step that he took. That's what they all do. Hitler did the same thing. Mussolini did the same thing. He'd always make a public show with the priests, friends. Yet it was Jesus that said, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Many will come in my name, many will come in my name, many will come in my name. Judge them by their fruit. You know, it's interesting, the Lord even said in Psalm 2, and he didn't ask. He's the final say in every given scenario. Be wise, people. And he's speaking to the corrupt representatives. Be instructed, even to you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, the sacrifice, lest he be angry. Meet him and agree to his terms, and you perish from the way, lest you do. Because when his wrath is kindled but a little, it's not going to be good. And friends, the history of tyrants isn't good. But I want to show you a very smart tyrant. And speaking of these tyrants, they know what God is. They know that he is who he says he is, for he is one with whom they feebly make war. James 2:19 tells us, folks, that even the devils believe and tremble. Napoleon Bonaparte said, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. Hallelujah. Napoleon Bonaparte said, listen to me, tyrants. Listen to me that stand at war with a loving creator, but who sits as a judge. Read Psalm 97, Psalm 89. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Folks, what is the history of those that oppose it? I want to tell you the history of those that oppose it. And I stand here today and tell you, as a word of encouragement, that the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. I want to give you a word of encouragement that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I don't care if hell itself surrounds us, friends. If Christ be with us, we're the majority, said John Knox. He's exactly right. Read Psalm 27. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Let me tell you something, friends. We serve the resurrected Christ who is alive forevermore. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Well, there's some that just say, you know, I'm not sure about that. It doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? Doesn't matter if you believe in that truck, does it? Nope. Nope, it doesn't. Let me give you a little story. Speaking of my father in Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, the man of war. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. Maximus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burned alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he himself was burned alive. Never heard about that. You did now. You know, see, because what happens, friends, is these people believe that God is not watching, that they can do what they will without consequence. If man fails to do what God commands, there will be a day in America where man will wish he had did it when he had the time to do it, and that is to bring forth judgment concerning these that believe that they can go without consequence. But their end is not one in which I would desire for anybody. They're tempting God. They're daring the justice of God. And so are those that sit back and allow him to do the things that they do, might I add. Did you know that Alexander the VI was poisoned by wine that he himself prepared for another? Hey, folks, you reap what you sow. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chambers where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. When the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," guess what he meant? He meant, "Touch not mine anointed." Mary Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her wedding, bade the soldiers command all the beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She said that she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. Folks, you might want to stand up and be counted. Hey, if we see the faithfulness of God in judgment, how much more so in righteousness? Folks, to those that obey. Read again, Isaiah 59. Read Psalm 94. When Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Listen to this, friends. This is how far reprobate, debased man and fallen man will go. When Follen was asked, the starving population, how are they to live? Follen said, "Let them eat grass." Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris. They hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and guess what they filled his mouth with, friends? Grass. I want to let you know that these wicked... Hey, folks, this includes the whole lot of us. And I'm not talking about those that are found in the grace of Christ, which is available to all. This falls to all of those that reject the grace in Christ, the sacrifice of his Son. And look how they live. I mean, to a starving population, this fallen said, "Let them eat grass." But look at this starving population when the strength was given to them to deal with the dictator himself. Look what they did. They put it right back in his own face, literally. Galatians 6:7. What about those that, well, they meddled with, let's say, John the Baptist or Jesus the Christ? What's the history of those guys? Well, that's why people today, they have this mindset that they can do whatever they want to Christians. Not real Christians, you can't. Not real Christians, you can't, friends. I'm talking about those that are really in Christ. What happens to those that lay their hands to God's anointed? Here, let me just say it this way before I set up the next segment. It's not good. It's not a good place to put themselves. And most people that have a little common sense know not to go there. But we have a whole lot of people through representation in America today that think they're going to go there.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. Thank you for rolling with me over the last 2 hours. It always goes really fast. And I just want to point your attention to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It was just posted just a couple minutes ago. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And Bradley Dean. Judge Obama illegally and unconstitutionally creates a crime which Congress rejected on three occasions. Here we have it again, folks. It's just falling right into line with what we're talking about today. And again, the history of nations is being repeated in America because we have failed to listen to our forefathers when they told us to study the past. And we've allowed the federal government to violate Article 10 by indoctrinating your children to basically throw down anything that they will upon the heads of your kids through indoctrination. They're not teaching your kids history. They're not teaching your kids science, folks. They're not teaching them in health class. They're indoctrinating your kids from A to Z. And if you think the colleges are bad, friends, you're right, they are. I just wanted to let you know. As a matter of fact, when I deal with colleges, they're more arrogant and stupid, literally, and ignorant than those in public schools. Because, you know, at that time in their life, they think they know everything, when in fact they know nothing.
Well, the Bible says, if a man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet.
I was just going to say, that's wisdom in the sight of God. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, going down line upon line, precept upon precept. Let's go over to biblical judgments. Herod Antipas, the guy that was messing with John the Baptist and Herodias, they were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. And if you know Scripture, friends, you'll know that Herod Antipas, he was afraid of John the Baptist, and he knew that he was a holy man. He observed him, the Bible tells us. but he let his wife wear the pants. And interestingly enough, the outcome with Herod Antipas and Herodias, again, those that were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, who is the greatest prophet born of women, Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ, by the way. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money and territory were stripped from him, given over to King Agrippa, while he and his wife were sent into exile, where Antipas died miserably. Well, we know about Ahab and his wife, Jezebel, and how when the prophet came, he said, this is exactly how your wife is going to die, and dogs will lick up her blood. Folks, that might sound a pretty grotesque, but the fact of the matter is that's exactly what happened. And it will show you to the degree of God's zero tolerance concerning those that mess with his kids. What about Pontius Pilate? You know, the guy that thought he was just going to go ahead and wash his hands in the sight of the people, free from the blood of Christ and the crucifixion? Well, that didn't fare very well with him. If you remember right, friends, his wife actually came to him and told him that she had a dream of that just and holy man. Have nothing to do with him. Well, he ignored that and he gave ear to the people. Remember, the religious people were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King, what? Caesar. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, friends? Matter of fact, case in point, Michael Peruca, a friend of ours, ran for the presidential of the Constitutional Party back in 2004. He said if you were to go to a conservative meeting and you had Ronald Reagan, if you'd still be alive today, in one room and Jesus in another room, he said Jesus would be left alone. They'd all flock around Ronald Reagan. Yep. They sure would, to their own demise. Well, Pontius Pilate, he handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified to the corrupt into the hands of sinners, the scripture tells us. Did you know that Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41? He was exiled to Gaul and eventually ended up committing suicide there, just like Judas did. Remember Judas betrayed him with a kiss? How'd that fare for him? Well, the Bible says that he hung himself and his innards gushed out. Not to be gross, just to tell you to the extreme of what God will not tolerate concerning his kids. You know, I knew even when my brother could beat the tar out of me, literally. And he did all the time. I mean, he has like the most ginormous fist I've ever seen in my life. And by the way, when he beat me up, he didn't just put me in a headlock. No, he would punch me in the face. But I'll tell you, you know what? Nobody else could touch his little brother, because if you touched his little brother, it'd be all over for you. It kind of reminds me of the captain of my salvation. Though we may go through sufferings, trials, and tribulations, persecutions, it's not a good place to be those that are actually doing the persecuting, setting forth the trial, or the tribulation. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. That's exactly the history of tyrants. How'd that fare with Pontius Pilate? He ended up committing suicide in Vienna. Well, what about those that rejected Christ? You ever think about that? Well, we never heard that portion of history. Well, those that had Christ rejected, and do keep in mind the setting, friends, historically, that when Jesus was going to Calvary to be crucified as he was bearing his cross, the women were crying for him, and he turned and looked at them and said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, because judgment cometh. Because he said right after that, if you will allow this to happen in a green tree while you still have time and knowledge to deal with the corruption, and you fail not to do it, what's going to happen in a dry tree? Oh my goodness, they should have took heed. But they didn't, because those that rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD. About 40 years after the crucifixion and the passion of Christ, to the number, Old English, of 1,100,000 were crucified on the walls in Jerusalem. besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the animals, the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. What about the government in which we see? You know, the government today, the representatives, all of them, by the way, every single one of them, they put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution. And it ends with, so help me God. Okay, so they're swearing an oath to God and man. Doesn't it sound like what they're doing today? They're giving way to communism, to ACLU, atheist organizations, all 10 of them. And interestingly enough, is this not what we're seeing in America today? Because the history of the vain Senate of Rome back then, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. Of course, not with lip service in America. But keep in mind, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You hypocrites. That's exactly what we see today. Well, they rejected him, being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than Christ, rather than the meek King of glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them. That the senators and the whole of them were almost all destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of, you ready for this, friends? They were judged for over 300 years.
It's crazy, but you know, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And that's something that we know well throughout Scripture, as Bradley just been highlighting over the past time during the radio show here. There's so much truth going out. And for those of you who are hearing this every day and they're saying, I love this program because it's giving forth the black and white truth, such as we're not seeing in America today, such as people are not willing to speak forth. We do need your support to be able to continue to do what we do. Please do go and check out our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you can choose a level of membership that's comfortable for you and support this work on a monthly basis. January, as I've been saying, is a great time to pick up Becoming a Son or Daughter of Liberty, because we're starting a new year fresh. And many of you have maybe heard this information before, but you haven't yet taken the time to check it out. There's no better time than the present. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says, again, Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can also give one-time donations too as well. I also want to point out the fact that we've got a store with so many great products for you to get in the hands of anyone and everyone around you, all the way from books to DVDs to Bradley's comic book, our My War documentary series continuously airing on Dove Television. There are so many products
nationwide, mind you.
Yeah, nationwide, yes. that you can get into your own hands and show at your home, have a home meeting. You can show it at your tea party, have it for a discussion at your university class, college campus. There's so many ways that you can get out there and bring this message to the masses. There is no excuse to sit and do nothing.
And we ask that you would judge us by our fruit, what we have done. We have done since the inception of this ministry over 360 high schools. I can't tell you how many colleges. I can't tell you how many tea parties. Folks, we're in a different state every month, and we do require that someone out there would take heed to what Stephanie's asking, folks. We need the support, and it's important to keep us out there, especially right now, to stay in the face of what's going on. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. By the way, if you'd like to book us, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now.